UK police give an earthquake training for extremely unlikely crisis. That's kind of strange. Of course, we've seen an increase in number of earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, storms, all sorts of stuff. And I know there's a crowd of people out there that think this is all Planet X. I have not seen definitive proof of that, nor have I seen definitive proof of its existence. Yet there's this group of people that continue to talk about how Planet X is real, and it's a fact that it's real when it's not. And I'm sick of it. Quit saying that there's something that's 100% real when there's no proof of it. It's all conjecture. It's all speculation. Oh no, Planet X is coming. Yeah, 2012. Yeah, it's coming. It's going to kill us all. Yeah. Well, if that's the case, why are you doing what you're doing? There's nothing you could do to stop it. If there really is this Planet X that's coming here that's going to cause all these horrific things, there's nothing that I can do in my power to stop it. But we don't have enough proof to indicate that it's a fact that it's coming. But hell, if I knew widespread destruction was going to be taking place on this planet, I wouldn't be doing this radio show. If I knew the world was going to end, I would not be doing this. I'd do one last show and say, folks, guess what? The world is coming to an end, and therefore, this show is over. I'm going to do some drugs and have sex with prostitutes, and that's what I'm going to do before the world comes to an end. I would not be doing this radio show. And you see, and that's what I find interesting about all these people who spout all this doom and gloom and end of the world scenarios. If you knew 100% the world was going to end, why would you be doing a radio show? Why would you be taking on sponsors and trying to make Federal Reserve notes? I'd be doing none of it. I'd retire. All right, third hour coming up. Stay with us.